The tale of Crick and Watson's unravelling of the secret of DNA and the double helix is one of Cambridge's finest and most famous triumphs. But did you know that the tale may have had a hidden darker truth in terms of the integrity of its researchers? A new play by Cambridge playwright Raleigh Drew, running this week at the Judith E. Wilson Studio, looks at the overlooked contribution to Crick and Watson's research made by scientist Rosalind Franklin, who later died without being given proper credit for her essential part in the discovery. The cast took time out to tell 105 about their experience in putting on the production. Edward Garcia plays Watson, Emily Luthenden, Goslin, Hannah Lucas, Morris Wilkins, Catherine Bard plays Rosalind Franklin herself, Lisa White, Lawrence Bragg, Daniel Gladbolt, Francis Crick, and James Amey, John Randall. We're here on the set of The Unsung Heroine of Double Helix. How important is it for you to get a chance to get some hands-on work acting on the stage?
Some of us are drama students and some are performing arts, and others study different places. Well, I study drama, and it's really, really useful and helpful to get some experience outside of uni, because it kind of builds your, just your experience, really.
For you, you're actually playing Rosalind Franklin. Had you encountered her story before you got involved in this play?
Yes, I kind of studied her briefly during GCSE science, and it wasn't really kind of explored. They were just told, oh, she did kind of discover it, but these guys took the credit. I didn't really know, but before I auditioned, I kind of read up on her and realised actually how much of a fascinating character she was.
And for you, you're working as a film and media student at the moment. Yeah. Going either side of the process, as it were, and putting putting something together and then actually being the actor, how's that been for you?
I do drama and film, so yeah. I've been an actor numerous times. Yeah. I've been acting since I was six. Yeah. No, it's been great to kind of step out of uni and interact with people that I don't normally interact with, and have a different director from a student director. So it's been a great experience, and coming to all these new places far away from where I live is always fun.
What have been your trials and tribulations during the whole project, starting off from just reading the script to taking it right through to its first performance?
So there's a lot of dialogue, and it's a tricky script to learn because there's a lot of what I refer to as techno babble in it, and because obviously it's a science-centered play dealing with X-ray diffraction, X-ray crystallography, and when you have to say three or four times in a sentence, it begins to get a bit complicated to say. But it's been a lot of fun.
For you, what's it been like in Cambridge, performing in front of a Cambridge audience on a play which is about a Cambridge legend?
Yeah, I mean, I was born and raised in Cambridge, so it's actually quite nice doing a Cambridge play about a historical person and revealing the controversy surrounding it. So I suppose there is a bit of pressure to get it right for the Cambridge people, but it's been great fun.
And how about you wrestling with a part and learning all of the lines? You've had a lot of fun with that, haven't you, on stage?
As I've been playing a man, it's been interesting with the physicality, and I'm a musical theatre performer, so this is one of the first scientific and historic shows I've done. So to learn all about nucleotides and polypeptide chains and stuff has been quite daunting, but it's also been quite cool because I can impress my friends with all my DNA knowledge, and they love that.
And what about women playing men? Has that been good fun?
It's been quite fun. I think I've had a lot of correction on my physical stance, as I stand too much like a woman. But it's been a bit of a laugh, really. It's been a lot of hands in pockets, hair slicked back off face. Fun.
And what do you think, as someone who does the speaker part, on the moral of the story? Because that's been your part in it, hasn't it, really?
I guess so. I think, as Ronnie mentioned earlier, it's very much emphasising the humanist side of the play, and how this isn't just, not that there's anything wrong with it being from a feminist perspective, but just that this is about, you know, the ethics of science research and sort of coming at it from that angle.
It's not so much really a feminist play, but it's about just injustice from one human being to another, really, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. Especially somebody who was so innovative and so keen on research, and I mean, she moved from one place to another to do research.
Coming together as a group around a new text like this, how did it work? I mean, was it really difficult to get the group dynamic just right for a play like this, or what were your experiences?
I think we all clicked quite quickly, because I think we were all in the same boat, as not one of us is a scientist. So I think I think we all stuck together quite well, and there's a lot of us at the same ages, and we all do similar kind of things, and we all have very common interest, which is acting in itself. There are things, there are relationships to build there. We've all got on really well, and I couldn't have thought of a better cast.
Anybody who wants to come to the unsung heroine of the Double Helix, it's at
Judith E. Wilson Studio.
Great first night, everybody. Break a leg.